Blog Talk Radio.
It's almost time.
You right there with the pretzel. Time to sit down.
Cruise, man. Yeah.
Hey, you going to the concession stand. You going to the bathroom. Come back. The show's about to start.
Got my boys. We out here ready. We about to be some high-flying, high-slamming, slammer-jammer, three-point shooting between the legs, behind your back, through your legs, on your neck. Hey, everybody, if you guys will get in your seats, I'm going to sing the national anthem.
Ready.
It's time to... I put down the babies, put down the pepperoni.
Let's go!
5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
get time!
Well, as they say there, parents, it's game time. The Parents Culture Parent Network is live and on the air. Okay, good evening to everyone. And let you know we're going to have another exciting show. We're going to bring you some information again. That we haven't had on the show before, and hopefully our guest will be up here shortly to give us some insight on what he's talking about today. But as always, you know, the Parent Culture Parent Network is all about supporting the parents of student-athletes and student-athletes in their pursuit of getting a better understanding of the athletic scholarship process and the recruiting process. So therefore, parents, if you need that help, need that assistance, need someone to just come along and kind of like walk with you as you take that walk in this recruiting process, which could be sometimes tricky and sometimes dangerous and sometimes kind of hazardous if you're not sure exactly what you're doing. But we're here. The Parents Culture Parent Network is here for you to assist you. Parents, of course, if you're interested in calling in, you got a question this evening of Parents Culture Parent Network or our guests, you can give us a call at 646-929-2416. I say it again, you can give us a call at 646-929-2416. Parents, I want you to stay connected with the Parents Culture Parent Network because we got some shows coming up, parents, that you really need to be in on. I'm telling you, we got some shows coming up that you really need to be in on. You need to be aware of it. So while you're out there and you're listening to us on the Internet, go ahead and click follow me or follow this page. And each time the Parents Coach and Parent Network has another show of interest, of course, you'll get a little reminder saying, hey, we're about to go live with another good piece of information. Just to let you know, our upcoming show, which will be November 11th, will be one of the directors, a friend of mine, Brad, from the Eligibility Center, the NCAA's Eligibility Center, okay? And he'll be on the line talking to us, give us some insight of initial eligibility and things that parents you need to be aware of, things that student-athletes need to be aware of, things that you need to talk to your guidance counselors about, things that you need to be aware of just when you're preparing to take the SAT or the ACT. So be prepared. Be online with us, and hopefully we can get him on for two shows straight and provide some good information for us, because there's a whole lot of information that he can share with us, whole lot of information. You go back and you look at some of the previous shows, I've been sharing the information with you, but I figured now I'm going to go to the source and have the source share that same information with you. And if you have any questions, please call in and ask those questions. Because the Parents Coach and Parent Network is going to be here to support you, but the NCAA, which is part of our network, the NCAA is going to be here to answer those questions for you. And like I said, I'm going to try to get him on for a couple shows back-to-back. And if we don't, I know we're probably going to be able to get him on later on down the line to share some more information with us. But again, November 11th, a big show. We have the NCAA's Eligibility Center on the line with us at the Parent Coach and Parent Network. All right, you know, I can't go up with my show without bringing in my man, Mr. Keith Wright, and Keith sharing a little something-something with us. This is a little piece, a little cut that Keith wrote just for the Parent Coaching Parent Network. Matter of fact, you know what? I'm going to ask Keith to redo this piece so they plug it in, Parents Coaching Parent Network, and his lyrics. In the meantime, in between time, this is what Keith Wright did for the Parents Coaching Parent Network. I call it, we make it smart cool. Where you at, Keith?
Student of the game, had people front and talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know what would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then be ball would do the same. I can't complain the situation that I'm in. Meeting different connects that turn out to be my friends. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end, and when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen, let them hate then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands and when the bleachers. I'm only preaching, I'm just trying to spit knowledge and the knowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart cool. That's how I do.
That's my man, Mr. Keith Wright. Keith Wright, a former student of Norfolk Collegiate, right here in 757, and played basketball for Norfolk Collegiate for a number of years. Now he is a current student at the University of Harvard and also still playing ball. I see we got our guest on this. We're going to bring him up here in a minute and let him share some information with us. But, you know, parents always got to share just a little something with you. And I ask you these questions. Okay, what is the quiet period? What is the dead period? What is the evaluation period? Parents, come in and give me that last one. What's the last one? There's four that you should know. And you should know when they're going to. What time period they cover? If I ask that question right now, I'm calling in and give me an answer and let me know what period we are in. Because I know you got your children out there playing sports. I know they're out there playing. I see them all the time. They're out there running up and down the court, running up and down the field. They're out there involved. Is there a time you have a coach out there evaluating your child? Or is there a time where your coach, there's a coach that can have no contact with your child? What's that last one there, parents? I'm going to give it to you at the end of the show. If I forget, somebody call in to remind me. Again, I gave you the quiet period, evaluation period, and dead period. What's the last one we're looking for? Parents, you should know. If you don't know, that's why we're here on the Parents Coaching Parent Network, to make sure that you get a better understanding and you do know. All right, parents, that's enough of that. I'm going to go ahead and bring on my guest. I think my guest is out there. Haven't talked to him today, but I see we have a caller on the line. I'm going to bring my guest on and see if my guest want to talk to us this evening and tell us a little about, excuse me, a little bit about his program. Hello, caller. Are you on the air? Okay. Seems like we're having a little bit of technical difficulty. From time to time, we have that technical difficulty, but that's all right. That's all right. We're going to get to our guest. If you're on the line with us there today, there, Coach Robinson, just hold tight. And the Parent Coaching Parent Network, we'll get through to you in a minute. Parents, meanwhile, I'm coming back at you again. Okay? We got Division 1, Division 2, and Division 3. Which one of them divisions
require 16 core classes to make you eligible for initial eligibility. Which division requires 16 core classes to give you that initial eligibility? Parents, another one of them questions. You should know. Parents, you should know. Come on now. You got to know that information. That information is valuable to you. Okay? That information is valuable to you. I see my guest is there. Let me see if I can reach out to my guest and see if he's on the line. Hold on a second. Coach Robinson, you on line?
Yeah, how you doing?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. I can hear you. Can you hear me?
All right. Yeah, I can hear you, sir.
All right. I'm glad you hung in there and stayed online with us. How's things
yes,
going this evening?
It's going pretty good.
Okay. I didn't see y'all out there practicing this evening, so you must have took the night off.
Yeah, because of the weather conditions, the field, you know, I felt like it wasn't safe for my players to come out today. But, you know, we're going to get it hard this weekend and, you know, get some work
okay.
in.
Okay. I understand. So tell us a little bit about yourself, sir.
Well, my name is Coach Robinson. Well, my first name is Justin Robinson, Coach Justin Robinson. And I went to Austin Smith and played football at Austin Smith High School. And once I finished high school, I stopped playing semi-pro football, which led me to a career of playing 3 years of semi-pro football, and which kind of led me to owning my own team, which is the team that I coach, which is the Virginia Jaguars. And that's kind of pretty much a small, short story of what, you know, what I'm going through right now. So that's pretty much a good view of me.
Okay. Well, this evening, parents, we have on the line Coach Jay Robinson, Justin Robinson, and he is the head coach and owner of the Virginia Jaguars, which is a semi-pro team out of the great state of Virginia.
Yes,
you mentioned Oscar Smith High School. You've probably seen that high school on TV or ESPN over the last few years or so, and I know they had a game on TV this year, very prominent school in the area of high school football.
Yes, sir.
We have Coach Robinson on the line with us this evening. He's going to tell us a little bit about his program and why he decided to put together this program. He said he played a little semi-pro himself, but, you know, he has some more things that he's holding on to. I don't know why he's going to come on the line to be shy on us today. Need to go ahead and give us some insight on what the program is all about and why he decided to put the program together. Talk to us.
Well, I decided because I'm from Hampton Roads, and this area is a football town. And, you know, I felt like when I was playing semi-pro that, you know, the area of Chesapeake wasn't kind of being brought, you know, the attention of semi-pro. So I wanted to kind of bring it to Chesapeake, and I actually opened some eyes to what semi-pro offers. It's a good way to kind of keep yourself going, because you got a lot of players and kids and stuff get out of high school, and you know, they kind of find themselves kind of, you know, searching. If they don't make it to college, they kind of, you know, lose hope. They go to TCC, but they don't play football no more, and they kind of lose sight of their whole, you know, gift and talent what they had. And so what semi-pro does is kind of open doors for people that, you know, go to, you know, community colleges and things like that. And some people, you know, try to go to pro and stay in shape for pro tryouts or combines and, you know, things like that nature. So I wanted to kind of bring semi-pro to Chesapeake to kind of open some eyes to what my program can offer. I wanted to kind of do weightlifting training and mini camps and things like that to kind of train athletes and to make them better people and on and off the field, you know, because I got parents that's coming out there and I got guys that's students and guys that's, you know, grown men that are just trying to survive their life. So, you know, I deal with different situations. So I'm trying to provide a program that can be beneficial for the community and kind of open some eyes to the community and be a help to the community.
All right.
Yeah.
So that man brought it to himself. He's trying to do something else in the community, which is always a good thing. Always a good thing anytime somebody's trying to give it back to the community. And he said he played a little semi-pro himself. And, you know, one thing that he did mention, and I want to stress that point, that, you know, the semi-pro league system, program, whatever you want to call it, you know, it's for those young men that, you know, if they went to college and, you know, after college they were done, but they still had that passion, still had that desire to be part of the, you know, part of the game or be in the game. You know, now they have the option to get out there and play a little semi-pro. In some cases, the young men didn't have that opportunity to go to college.
Right.
Okay? But they still have that passion and that love for the game, so they can get out there and still, once again, play semi-pro. But, you know, one thing that the coach just mentioned, he's trying to also make sure that he gives a little something back to the community. You know, he's putting together some camps, and, you know, he's working with some of the parents and some of the other folks in the program to make sure that he gives a little something back to the community. And I think that's a wonderful thing. That's a real wonderful thing. And like I said before, Parents, Coach, Parent Network will be here to support you whenever we have the opportunity.
I appreciate it.
So, Coach, how long have you had your program?
The program minicamp opened up August 8th, which was in August. And, you know, I started off about 7 to 8 guys. And, you know, gradually through the months, about September, I kind of grew to about 30 guys. And, you know, the number just kept getting bigger. You know, some people survived, some didn't. You know that. You know how that goes. So since August 8th, yeah.
All right. So what is the plan for upcoming season, or, you know, what's going on?
Yeah, it's going to be an upcoming season, which we should be looking for a season in August of next year. Right now, the community should see us out there in February, starting the scrimmage teams and kind of get our name out there as a team. And so we're going to have some scrimmages coming up in February, May, you know, June, just to get a feel for the team and kind of see them before our season starts, so I can kind of let the community know how good we are. And I got good athletes that's looking to be competitive. And most definitely, when the season comes, you know.
Okay. And is semi-pro program a big program here in this area?
To me, it's not that big. Because, you know, you got colleges like Norfolk State and ODU that I feel like should be recruiting from semi-pro teams. But to me, it's not that big, so I'm trying to make the market open to a bigger audience, you know. And, like, you know, I have T-shirts and things that kind of market the team, you know, hats and things for the audience and people to kind of grasp a feel for semi-pro, because some semi-pro teams are hidden. And it's a lot out here, but it's just not that big of a deal to some people. So,
just on a quick guess, how many teams would you say is in your area?
In Chesapeake, there are 0. Norfolk, I say about 4. About 2 teams in Virginia Beach, a couple, about 2 in Hampton, Bay Area.
So all in all, we're talking somewhere between 8 to 12 teams in the Hampton Roads area.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, you know, last week I had a gentleman on, Coach, I'm about to draw a blank. he's from the Seven City Knights.
Uh-huh.
Which is a ABA pro team, ABA basketball team.
Uh-huh.
And he's just starting here in the area as well. You know, and some of the same things I'm talking to you about this evening, some of the same things we talked about last week, is bringing something new to the area. And, you know, he realized that there was a pool of talent here in this area that was being overlooked, and also got on board to pull something together. He played a little ABA back in his day, so okay. Now he's trying to create something as well. Now, one question I had to him was, are you receiving any type of sponsorship or support from, you know, we have a number of athletes that's here in this area that right. made it to the professional level or, you know, that's retired from wherever. Have you received any support or anything from any of them athletes or in any other businesses around here?
Not yet. I'm looking forward to putting a couple of proposals in for sponsorships, which my packages are available. I have several packages that's available that I will be talking to some businesses and business owners about my packages. But I have not yet. I know we're doing fundraisers and things like that, and Krispy Kremes and stuff like that. So, but not yet.
Okay. But they, you know, you're still in the infant stage. You're still trying to put something together. Your season not due to start until next August, so you have plenty of time.
Right.
But, you know, being ahead of the game and having that vision, having that focus, that's all it takes. You know,
right.
As long as you stay with it, don't get frustrated because it doesn't go as fast as you expect it to go. I'm quite sure it's going to be a success.
Well, right, because there's no rush. I mean, you know, there's no rush for my program. I have a good staff of people that's kind of helping us and keeping the team going. I have a lot of fans already. We did passing leagues during the summer. And what I did with the passing league was scrimmage flag football teams to kind of get a feel for my players and the players get a feel for me. And that kind of drew some fans too. So they followed, you know, went around to my past elite games and stuff like that. I was surprised. They had about 30, 40 people show up. So that was a good support already that what we're doing is actually working and people kind of, you know, getting a feel for us.
Okay. I see that's always a great thing that you're starting your fan base early on.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, because just by word of mouth, oftentimes that grows. You know,
but that's
just the way you have to do it. You get it started, and then it just goes on from there. You know, but you know, it's great that you put together the program. Let folks know how they can get in touch with you if they're interested in becoming the program as well, or even just reaching out to you, let you know that they're there to support you, or possible sponsorship.
They can call me direct. I have a line that they can call.
Hold on. Now, this ain't Michael Bacon.
Right.
This ain't Steve Officer. I'm going to say that because, you know, they reach millions and millions and millions of listeners.
Right.
I'm not reaching that many folks, but I'm telling you, what we talking about right now, I got folks out there in California that's listening to you.
Right.
So,
well,
get this number. Don't be surprised. You get your phone start ringing and carrying on.
That's all right.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, I got an email, which is vajaguars@gmail.com. And you can also reach me at a toll-free number, which is my baseline, which is 757-270-0187. You know, send me a text or an email. Or call me by phone, and I'll definitely give you all the information you would need. My website will be up in January. It's kind of in the creation mode right now, so don't have the website up just yet. But it will be up for fans and people that want to get in contact with the team in January.
All right. And that is Coach Justin Robinson from the Virginia Jaguars semi-pro squad. Putting it together, get ready to get together and do some damage here in 757. For those of you out there in Texas that's listening, be prepared. Watch out for those Virginia Jaguars. They're coming at you. Those of you in Cleveland that's listening, watch out. Those in Mississippi, watch out. Those of you that's out there in Los Angeles, watch out, the Virginia Jaguars. They'll be showing up at your school. Go ahead, sir.
All the programs that, you know, looking for athletes, your NFL team, a college team, whoever's looking for athletes, definitely pay attention to the Virginia Jaguars because I got some talent that will be coming and that's ready and that's built for the game. So, definitely.
Definitely. You know, because in all the places I just named, you know, I got folks that call in from time to time out of them areas. You know, we do joint shows sometimes, or they call into our show, we call into their show, and, you know, we kind of share information. So, you know, like I said, this information is getting out to my folks out there in Texas, out there in Ohio, out there in Los Angeles, down in Mississippi, Florida, you know, all over the place because of the simple fact that the Parents Coaching Parent Network is not just a name. It's actually a network of floats that's out there trying to support, motivate, and help educate parents of student athletes and make sure that their kids have the opportunity to attain college or play at that next level. You know, so
I talk to high school students that play football and stuff like that, kind of ask them where they're going, what's their future plans as far as, you know, football or school, to kind of get a guidance, and I let them know if they're not going anywhere, or if they are, I can still be a support. If you just need somewhere to go and stay in shape, the Virginia Jaguars program is here to help players stay in shape. If you need somewhere just to get mentored or kind of get some guidance, I'm Coach Robinson. I will definitely be able to help you. I'm open for football camps and all types of things to help players succeed and better their game and better their self as a person. Because when you go into the next level in anything, you got to better yourself as a person first and then a player second. So, you know, your mind is a terrible thing to waste, man, if you don't have it all together. So I kind of talk to my players and mentor my players into being successful and being better men. Definitely.
There we go. There we go. We need more coaches like you out there, Coach. We definitely need more men out there like you that's out there trying to make a difference in the community. Trying to make a difference. Definitely trying to make a difference in the community, because without that, oftentimes we fall by the wayside and have difficulty, and then next thing you know, our young men out there doing some things they shouldn't be doing.
Right.
But once again, Coach, give us some information on how to reach you. And
once again, you can reach me at VAJaguars at gmail.com or New Century, ENT, that's New Century, CENTURY, ENT, at gmail.com, or you can call me at 757-270-0187, and there will be somebody that can help you.
All right, sir. We thank you for coming on the Parent Coaching Parent Network.
Appreciate you having me.
Hey, we going to be talking again. I got some information I want to share with you, but I'm going to probably share that with you offline or when I catch you out there at the field or up there at the center somewhere. So we can sit down and talk about some things, some ideas I got that I think you can use to move forward on some things that you're trying to do. But we definitely appreciate you, and hopefully we can get you back up on the Parent Coaching Parent Network again sometime soon. And keep us posted on when that schedule get ready to come out, or when you got something going on. If come up for a few minutes and let us know that you got a game going on, hey, I'll put that out there. You know,
I definitely do that. I'll make sure I get you a calendar of everything that we're going to be doing upcoming next year. I get you a jersey with your name on it, and I'll sign it, get the team to sign it.
I appreciate that. I definitely appreciate that. But, you know, right now I'm going to hold off on the jersey.
We got T-shirts and things like that, skull caps. I'll definitely get you one.
Yeah, just let us know when we can get out there and help you promote what you're trying to do. And we appreciate you. And I think that's all we got, because I got a few things I need to go ahead and get into. I'm going to hit this commercial real quick for my folks out here. Mm-hmm. Out here in Texas, called Abergees. They're a recruiting service their free recruiting service that comes to the kids, man, just for the sole purpose of helping them get into school. Again, thanks, Coach Robinson.
All right, thank you, sir.
Hey, we'll be talking to you.
All right.
Are you a high school student seeking a college athletic scholarship? Do you have questions concerning the college recruiting process? Have you asked yourself any of these questions? Who do I contact for a scholarship? What are the rules concerning athletic recruiting? What schools are best for me? Apogees.com allows high school athletes the tools to showcase their athletic skills to college coaches. Go to Apogees.com. That's Apogees.com. They will help you navigate the college recruiting process for free. Apogees, the right college, right choice for the right student athlete.
All right. That's my folks, Apogees Radio. Straight out of Texas, and they're there, a free recruiting service, www.abogeesradio.com is a free recruiting service that's there to support you parents along with your student athletes, and they're there to help you out to make sure that you get a better understanding of the recruiting process. Well, we just heard from Coach Justin Robinson, a young man that put together a semi-pro football team here in the Hampton Roads area, and he's going to be out there trying to do some things in the community over the next few months or so. So stand by, because Parent Coach and Parent Network will be reporting and letting you know what Coach Robinson and his team is doing for you out there. So hopefully we can hear some good things and get a chance to get out there and support them from time to time. We're going to be out there as well. But that is what's going on in the Parent Coach and Parent Network. Other thing, I ain't heard no parents call in to answer my questions. I threw two questions out there, parents. I said, okay, we got the quiet period. We have the evaluation period. And we have the dead period. What other period is there? Give us a call, parents, at 646-929-2416. 646-929-2416. If you have the answer to that question, give us a call. Every parent that's involved in, that has a student athlete that's involved in sports, you should know the answer to that question. If you don't know, please call in to the Parents Coaching Parent Network. Or you can even send me an email and I'll provide you that information along with the source for that information. Even better yet, you call into the show next week. We're going to have one of the directors from the NCAA Eligibility Center on the line as a guest here on the Parents Coaching Parents Network. That's right. We will have one of the directors online with us to answer your questions. So if you don't know, please call in and ask that question. Other question I have for you, parents, and I ain't hear nobody call in yet. I'm telling you, I don't know if you're scared to call in and answer the questions or what. The other question I have for you, parents, you have Division One, Division Two, and Division Three. Which division for your initial eligibility requires you to have a minimum of 16 core classes? Which division for your initial eligibility require you to have a minimum of 16 core classes? Again, parents, if you don't know the answer to that one, come on, come on. What have we been doing? We have student athletes out there. We got to support these young men and women. But if you don't know and you don't want to call in and ask me the question, again, next week I got a special guest coming in from the NCAA themselves. You can call in Initial Eligibility Center. They will be online with the Parents Coaching Parent Network, and you can ask all the questions you want. So you got a whole week to sit down and put your questions together. Bring it. I'm quite sure they'll be able to answer it for you. Meanwhile, what else is going on out there, parents? You know, a whole lot of things been going on around the country, and I said I was going to start focusing on talking about some of the NCAA scandals. I want to get the NCAA on, you know, online with us first. We talk to them. They give us some of the good things that's going on out there before we start opening up that ugly can of worms called the scandals. You know, because, trust me, you need to know what you need to do first the right way before you start hearing about some of these violations and scandals and all these other things that's going on out there. Because if you start hearing about that stuff, that may be your excitement or your maybe your motivation to get you caught up in something that you don't want to be involved in. I'm saying that, parents, because I'm leading on to something. You know, there's a possibility somewhere down the line we may get another guest to come in on the show, and I've been working on trying to get this guest to come on the show, a guest who recently wrote a book called Dismissed from Prejudice, and it is a very good book. If you haven't had a chance to peek at this book, or if you haven't had a chance to hear anything about the book, you may want to go out there and Google it one time. I'm not going to give you anything on the book as of yet, but trust me, if I get this guest online, oh, we definitely going to blow things up around here. Prayer Coach and Prayer Network going to take it to the next level. And definitely share some good, good, good information with you. If you get a chance, go out there and check it out. Dismissed from Prejudice, written by Mr. Fletcher, last name spelled C-O-C-K-R-E-L-L, Cockrell. So if you get a chance, go out there and check that book out, and then once we get him lined up on the Parents Coach and Parent Network, I'm quite sure he'll have some good information for you as well. But I'm not going to give you too much on that until I'm confirmed that we're going to have this great author online with us. But right now, Parents, I'm still waiting to see if we're going to get anybody to call in with them two questions. Or do I have to offer you something? Is it that I have to offer you a gift? I think I may be able to do that. Give us a call. I may be able to put something in your hand. Something from the Parents Coach and Parent Network. You know, because we always trying to do something for our audience. So, therefore, give us a call. You can give us a call at 646-929-2416. 646-929-2416. When you get on the line, just let us know that you want to talk to the Parents Coach and Parent Network, and we'll be there for you. Other than that, parents, there's a few things that I want to talk about as well. And I'm trying to put my finger on real quick. I had some notes that I had here. I don't want to be shuffling papers while I'm trying to hold a conversation with you. But I had some notes here that I want to share some things with you. Yeah, it sounds like a little country boy. Share some things with you. Not claiming it. But anyway, some good information that I came across. And I'm trying to put my hand on it real quick. Meanwhile, while I'm looking for that, you know, I came across another article which talked about college scholarships. You know, that seems to be our topic or our subject of interest, you know, our common interest. You know, how many of you have young women out there? Let me give you some figures real quick. You know, there was a total of young women that were involved in rowing. Okay. Did you know rowing was actually a sport where you can get an athletic scholarship? Why is it that roughly 2,400 young women across the country was involved in the rowing, and out of that 2,400, I would say somewhere in the figure of 2,337 received scholarships last year. Is that a sport we may want to look into? There's a whole lot of numbers out there, parents, that I could share with you that that will cause you to think a little bit more about maybe you got your child involved in the wrong sport. You know, maybe you got your child involved in the wrong sport. But, you know, that's about all we're going to have on the Parents Code of Parent Network. That was just a little something for you to think about. But next time we come up on the air, before we bring in our NCAA, I'm going to give you some more figures like that. So be prepared. Stand by. Don't go nowhere. Stay connected with the Parents Coach and Parent Network. It was good hearing from all you. No one called in to take in them two little questions. I don't know if you didn't know the answer and you're waiting for me to give you the answer, or you just didn't feel like talking to me. I hope it's the latter of the two. So on that note, the Parent Coach and Parent Network, we're about to shut this thing down. I can only shut it down by letting my man, Mr. Keith Wright, close us out. Close us out, Keith.
Student of the game, had people frontin' talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know what would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then be ball would do the same. I can't complain the situation that I'm in. Meeting different connects that turn out to be my friend. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end, and when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen, but I'm hating then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands and in the bleachers. I'm only preaching. I'm just trying to spit knowledge and acknowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart moves. That's how I do.
Robinson putting together that semi-pro team. So, until next week, the Parents Coaching Parent Network say good night, good evening, talk to you later.